Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on air?
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. EmotiWaterRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, it's the Chief Rocker Busy B, and I'm your host from Coast to Coast Radio with my main man on the wheel still, Third Degree. It's the Chief Rocker Busy B. Smoke on, y'all. Smoke good. Peace.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Bless, live and direct. You are now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show with my man, DJ Third Degree.
Yo, this Outkast.
There will be absolutely no requests.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show, only on EmotiWaterRadio.com.
Radio KEWR. We're here for a real special show tonight. I got something real, real special on tap for everybody, and I hope you guys are as excited as I am. You've been hearing me talking about my group, my boys out of Seattle. Nasty Nest put me on to them. I'm thankful, man. The boys are called the High Children. Fellas, what's up? What's going on?
What up, what up? It's your man, Mr. Reed, a.k.a. your mama's favorite rapper, a.k.a. JD in the place to be, a.k.a. tighter than a thong on a fat girl. You know what it is, man. It's the Hot Children, baby.
Man, come on, man. Mr. Reed, a.k.a. too many a.k.a.s, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Well, what are you then? Me? I mean, binary. A.K.A. J-Dog, A.K.A. Loony, A.K.A. Lunatic, A.K.A. Minus 187 from E and J, A.K.A. JP, A.K.A. You know what I'm saying, man? You got just as many as me, bro. All right. A.K.A. the Hot Children. What?
That's what it is. That's the big one right there. AKA the High Children. Fellas, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Happy to have you guys, man. And let's get into it. We got lots of music to talk about. You guys have such a big library of music. I'm excited to have the listeners check out some they may have heard, some they may not have. You guys have a long history. How long have you guys been as a duo? Been putting music out?
We've been putting out music for at least a decade and a half, man. We're old school, bro. We've been here, man, for a minute. We started off back in the day, and we're still going. We're still here.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, you guys have a long history of involvement within the industry as well. Jamal, you have, you're like a TV star, aren't you? At least in Canada.
Yeah, man, I was on MTV Select up in Canada. I was on that show for 3.5 years as a co-host. You know, I did radio for a minute. I was on radio for almost a decade on the big hip-hop station out here.
Dope.
And, yeah, man, it's been kind of industry deep, man. We had record deals. We rolled around. We've been on tour. We kind of done it all as the High Children.
For sure.
And then back in the 80s, when I had a mustache, I was on a TV show too, where I was a private investigator living in this super rich house with this butler guy, Higgins, and I was always getting into mad trouble. So
wait a minute, that sounds like Magnum P.I.
Was that you in the red Ferrari? Isn't that what he drove? Right.
Third degree, what do you think?
Man, I like it. I think the people like it. So you started as TV celebrities. What made you guys become like Voltron and form and become the High Children? Because if you don't know, the High Children are a hybrid. They're special and unique. They don't fit into a normal category. They form their own category. I would call it funky, fresh, dance, hip hop, dopeness. I don't know, fellas. You got to
appreciate you, man. Thank you. We do a lot, bro. I mean,
you do.
You know, we definitely got that dancehall reggae vibe. You know,
yes.
we're pretty melodic, so we're accessible. You feel me? But our heart is with the KRS-Ones and the
Right.
Big Daddy Kane,
Right.
like the old school hip hop heads. So we got a real, real hip hop edge to us. Do you feel me?
Yes, you do. You do. And I think. All right. So then now you got me started, Jamal. Thank you, Mr. E. All right, you got me rolling here. And folks, we're gonna tell you about some special things Mr. E's into in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. But check it out. All right. So how did I get, you know, the High Children in my vision, right? Again, Nasty Ness, he puts everything in my vision with the music. He'd be, you know, bringing new artists all the time to the DJs. And so the High Children released some music. I don't know, this was 2016? When did you guys...
Something like that.
Yeah, right? It's been that long now, hasn't it? And instantly, folks, I gravitated to it, and in a few minutes, we're going to play some songs, and I'm going to tell you why I gravitated towards it. You guys will dig it when we get it, but I want to play something before, I want to play the first song here for today's show, something that I dig that's, I think, a little bit old school for you guys. You guys tell me when you put this out. The song is 420. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
You.
I like that song. Tell me about that song. Tell me the origination of where that song came from and when you guys made that song, and then we're going to throw that on the turntables.
Well, man, we are like Scarface. We gave up on music about a million times, but just as we try to go out, somebody pulls us back in.
Mm.
because, man, we have some good jobs, dude. We actually happen to work together at like this little white collar gig that Jason hooked me up with, and we would see each other at work every day. And he would invite me into his office. He's kind of big time, you know. And he'd be like, "Hey, man, spit some bars." And I spit some bars for him one day, and he was like, "We're going in the studio." We went in the studio just for fun. Next thing we know, DJ Third Degree and Nasty Ness is like, "Yo, y'all really got some. You need to do something." We was just doing it for fun, B. But we're like, "Well, Nasty Ness and Third Degree say so. We got to do it." So here we are.
Yo, dude, on the real, man, you guys brought fire. We're going to get into some of those songs in a bit because, yeah, people need to hear those. But, yo, let's drop 420.
It's called
420. 420, thank you, because I always, you know.
We took the zero and we made it an O.
I may have smoked too much by this point of the evening, so forgive me. All right, so let's do it. 420. THC in the place to be, coast to coast, let's go.
This is a coast to coast hip hop show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2, 0. Hey yo, we shoot you the 4, 2, 6, 8, 8. All I gotta do is dig into most grades. How much you wanna bet me? I'ma find me a break. I probably bought a couple since it ain't for the pace. But DJ hooks me up with the new Crave monthly. It's like I got a subscription to break beat junkies. I like my beats chunky, my 808's bumpy. I'm sampling the Smiths all the way to the Monkees. So all you Crave diggers, listen in, start nodding. Your head, cause we're more underground than Bin Laden. And even Bob Marley, my record label scarred me. I'm digging so deep, you need to call a search party. To find me, they never fuck inside me. But fuck the record labels, LSDJ, rewind me. Fuck the record labels, I'ma keep it hardcore. Like Eric B and Rakim, I came through the door. I never let the mic magnetize me no more. I'm out to kill the man, bear pig without gore. I'm super fucking serial, dropping raw material that's classic. I only sample plastics, my tactic. I know that sounds drastic, the only sample vinyl. But yo, that's how real hip hop's made, and that's final. Hey, yo, 4, 2, 2, 2, 0. Me to the hip hop's like my flicks to the Nero. South be way out there, we right here though. Got the kryptonite for your Superman hero. Looking at the clock, 4, 2, 0. Number one thing that'll help you flow. Bring that, snatch that, light it up, match that. Play wide receiver, go ahead, catch that. The rap prophecy, hip ish properly. Best new style for the year, probably. Ain't no popping me, stopping me. Get up like my girlfriend when she on top of me. So simple, some say simple. Rhyme so hot when I'm writing that the pen smokes. And yo, y'all don't know, you're my favorite number 4, 2, 0. Nah, man, that's a take, dude. Hey, let me double that, man.
All right, ladies, 4, 2, 0. Dude, that beat is so dope. All right, so guys, welcome back. Coast to Coast, KEWR, eWater Radio. Shout out to the Rap Attack DJs, Nasty Ness. So Nasty Ness brought the High Children into my world. And so 4, 2, 0, who produced that one?
Binary. Is that the one that's like running? Oh wait, that's the one we just heard, right?
Yeah. What have you been listening to?
I was watching Game of Thrones, sorry about that.
Got you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I produced that with the in Seattle, there's a lot of funk bands that we played with. In Seattle, hip-hop's kind of hard, man, because you can't just do regular hip-hop. You got to be in a band.
Yeah.
And so we met a crew called Fat City Smokehouse, and they're the baddest. They happen to be the baddest funk band, and we actually sampled them. So we started sampling vinyl from live bands here in Seattle, and we made a full album. 420 was the thing.
That's dope. That's dope. What's the name of the album that you guys made?
The name of the album is The High Children.
The High Children. We need to put that on our playlist, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have it already, go get it. Spotify, I think, is where your guys' music for streaming, and then iTunes for purchasing a product of such high-quality music. Is that correct?
High-quality.
It is, though. All right, so, folks, listen. Let me tell you, And you guys know, we've been doing this show. You guys know what I listen to and what I play on my show. So when I first heard this next song, all right, so this was badass. Because I really dug the vibe of it. And it was promoted through the Rap Attack DJs, Nasty Ness, and RapAttackLives.com. And I remember, and you guys remember this, so this had to be a few years ago because the Tribe's last album had just come out, and I remember you guys had come on our DJ conference call that we have every couple weeks with the Rap Attack DJs from across the country, and you guys were on, and I believe there was conversation about the album, and I think, Jason, weren't you and I the only ones that said that we liked the album? Everybody else were pissing on it.
I remember that. And I told everybody, I said, you know what? I think that it's ahead of its time right now, and eventually you're all gonna agree that it's probably the most classic thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get, you know, Q-Tip with Andre 3000 and Jack White on an album with Fife, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's going to be classic.
Yeah, it was dope. And if you guys missed last week's show, we highlighted Tribe Called Quest and, of course, played a few songs off that album. That was dope. But ladies and gentlemen, my point being, though, is that's right there during that call. And Jason and I felt like we had a kinship, a brotherhood had formed because of our love for A Tribe Called Quest and hip-hop music. Like, we were the only ones on the call. Everybody was like, that album sucks, blah, blah, blah. And these are, like, you know, DJs that have been around for 20-some-odd years in the industry with their radio shows, so they've seen a lot of music. They were poo-pooing it. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The High Children went number one with... How many singles did you guys go to number one with in the last couple of years now with Rap Attack?
I believe we'd have four.
I think that's correct. I think four might be right. And one of those songs that I love, I want to play next. I Feel. Tell me about I Feel. I love that song. Tell me how that song came about.
Well, I'll let Jamal tell you about the song I Feel. So, how I Feel came about is me and Binary was in the whip. He was playing me some beats. And the very last one that he played me, he's like, I don't really know about this one, man. Like, tell me what you think. I think it's kind of cool. And he played it. And he's like, you know, I was thinking the idea would just be like, I feel. But I don't got any bars for it. And I was like, yo. And he would say, I feel. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. And we kind of freestyled it in the whip. And we was like, nah, we got to do it. We was in the studio like 2 days later, bro.
Yeah. Throwing down.
The cool part was Jamal did change his lyrics song. Blah 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 blah.
That's a good thing.
True.
That is
true.
A good thing.
Although mumble rap was mad popular, Jamal still decided to actually say words.
That's true, and good words. Good words indeed. I feel so. And on the hook, who we got singing on the hook?
That's Takesha Seward and Jason Ramos, a Portuguese singer.
Yeah. That's good flavor on there with that Portuguese singer, that's for sure. But I Feel was a song that I dug right away when I heard it. And, man, that sucker went number one. It's a good song. We're going to throw it down coast to coast. Let's keep it moving. THC in the house.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Like a yo-yo top, I feel. Poor people get excluded. Corrupt government, facts diluted. Two girl threesome, two included. Your life batteries not included. I feel. Turned up to the max. Keep on rising like your tax. Girls be Asian, Latino, or black. Equal opportunity for ass or wax. I feel. Like I'm cold as ice. Find a nice girl that I entice. Then I hit record on my mobile device. Then I hit it twice. Then I say goodnight. I feel.
Get paid tonight.
About to get your face tonight.
like taking a drive. No plans, just rolling with your girl or your man.
I feel
like holding it down. This positive sound, strictly for the underground.
Feel
like when the weather's clear, you can see right near all the way from here.
I feel
like rocking the mic, like sparking the light every day and every night.
Feel
this beat, the beat you can't beat, and without us rocking, it's incomplete.
I feel
and there's no denial. We're like Beat Street Crush, grooving wild style.
I feel
like preaching, listen to the words we speak, and treat every day like it's the weekend.
It's just
right here, Coast to Coast, THC in the house, my man, Mr. E, Mr. B, with beats, Binary, Mr. E and Mr. B, that's what I'm going to call you guys now, Binary, I'm going to call you Mr. B, because Mr. Beats. Now, you guys both have a very unique, and I get to be blessed, because when we're together, we get to do this together on stage, so such a unique stage performance. For those that haven't seen what is done at a THC show, give us a brief, you know, picture so that we can see it in our minds as you tell us. Who wants to paint the picture of what a THC show, what it's like and how special it is?
We got models.
That's a
we
good.
We got drum machine.
Yeah.
We got break dancers. We got everything. We got models. We got beat machines. We got anyway. You feel me? Imagine a world where hip hop is just MCs rapping over a beat from a fake DJ. These guys use real drum machines banging on them simultaneously in quick routines while circus at funhouses fly around the stage. With B-boys, break dancing, and some great singing, and a run my show.
It sounds amazing.
Hey, look, I know it sounds like we're being facetious, y'all, but it's real, real talk, man. Like, everything that we just mentioned, we do actually have.
Yes.
At our shows, we got the footage to show you.
Yep.
All you need to do is go to thehotchildren.com and peep it out. And, hey, Binary, just break it down for them real quick on the real to real, man.
Well, I did.
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yo,
it's like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Meets hip hop.
Yep.
Meets dance hall. Meets fashion.
Yep.
Meets b-boys break dancing. So it's basically, if you don't want to go to Vegas to watch some dope shit, come watch the show.
Honestly, like, I think that's the best way to paint the picture is what you just said, because it really is all that in a package. On stage, so really it's something that is super special, folks. If you've never seen the High Children perform, you've got to make sure you do that in your life. Put it on your bucket list. All right, so we got to go to New York together for something super special. This happened in 2017. This was so dope. This was a dope moment for me because I got to come and be part of it. So super dope. The High Children were on Sway in the Morning. It was so dope because why, ladies and gentlemen, what they do? Because they do it on stage. They're real, real. They brought the drum machine into the studio. So Binary performed live with Mr. E on the show. It was super dope. Fellas, what was that like to be on the Sway in the Morning show? I know, again, for me personally, it was like a huge highlight moment. But what was that like for you guys?
Jamal, aka Mr. E, aka your mama's favorite rapper. Anytime we do an interview, he always has these dope punchlines, right? And the dopest punchline is, "Hey, man, we're gonna bring you more one-liners than Charlie Sheen's nose," right? And everyone's like, "Ah!" We were so scared
on Sway in the Morning, because it's Sway in the Morning.
Right.
That when Sway said, y'all ready? You know what you want? You know what this show is? He started naming out all the dopest rappers who've been on the show before us. Jamal said, hey, man, we're going to bring you more than what's his name? Charlie Sheen. And I was like, oh, no. First off, I have to hit this drum machine absolutely perfect, or we're going to be whack. People are going to hate us. We're going to get called in, and it's over. We're done.
The pressure.
Yes, he's going to hate us. Third Degree is going to pull out his gat. Third Degree's always acting. And I'm like, oh, damn. So then Sway just like, all right, stop a beat then. And I was like, okay, I can't let Jamal rap right now because Jamal's the baddest, but man, he has to start this off. It's got to be right. So I said, instead of dropping the beat, I said, yo. And Sway's like, all right. And I'm like, and luckily, the night before Sway in the Morning, we just happened to be kicking it with DJ Red Alert.
It was dope, right?
And I played a sample for Red Alert to see if he knew it, and yeah. He did. So I told that story to get us back in sync. And then Sway said, so y'all rap? And I said, we do rap. And boom, dropped the beat, and Jamal just came through, and we just rocked it. It was dope, man. Yeah, I think it's the greatest experience me and Jamal have ever had. We've been in front of thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. We've battled so many different MCs and won. But that, I would have to say, was the biggest accomplishment we've ever got.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah,
And I just got to say, man, before we move on, bro, yeah. Like, props to Binary, because I had a whole idea where I thought we should do, like, a compilation of, like, covering MC Hammer with Vanilla Ice and finish off with Belinda Carlisle. But he was like, nah, son, I got something better. And it turned out all right.
Yeah, it did. The underground sound. That's what it is. So, folks, when we were in New York against Sway, that was such a dope moment. Being up in the studio, shout out to Sway. Shout out to Ness making it happen. Our boy Critta was with us in the house as well. But afterwards, THC went on a guerrilla mission through Times Square with a cameraman. And that turned out to be the Underground DJs video. You need to go check that out on the YouTube channel.
Let's watch it right now.
Play it
right now.
We're gonna play it.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on emotoradio.com.
The Underground Sound.
The relay, sipping on tap IPA, scooping all the cash that we sway, chill, drink underground DJ, spitting all the tracks that we lay, sipping on tap IPA, scooping all the cash that we sway, chill, drink underground DJ.
Yo, I don't give a
The Underground Sound.
Yo, I don't give a damn, man. I break flows like a damn man. On the real, I'm the damn man. Do a moonwalk, even though I can't dance. MPP. Renaissance is my damn band. Binary Lunatic is my damn fam. Lil' chicks wanna kick it like Van Damme. Now they want me inside them like a transplant. So you know I gotta hit it. Grand Slam. Yes, yes. Rest with the best and the best don't test. Got a lyric crew best. Too fresh, been blessed. Must confess that we gotta come harder than a rhythmic test. T-A-C, ain't none hotter. Y'all can't tell me nothing, nada. Puff marijuana just like we oughta. Represent the Northwest like Kanye's daughter. All day long, fans sing along. MC choke, no smoke from a bomb. Move too fast, if you blink, we gone. DJ cut that record like a lawn.
The Underground Sound.
Over tracks that we laid. On tap IPA, scooping all the cash that we sway, chill, drink underground DJs, spitting all the tracks that we lay, sipping on tap IPA, scooping all the cash that we sway, chill, drink underground DJ,
shooting up the high, the underground DJ, cutting back and forth across the crossfade. I roll a fat one. now I just got blazed. Find every store, hip hop's the front page. So I'm on the run, the cops got my gun. And right about now it's time to have some fun. The hot children, that is our name. But we from the fly spots, called the city of the rain. See, I told y'all once the battle. Well, that's okay, cause we got the mad flows. Stash battle rhymes inside my chain go. Blast the ass at you with the direct blow. What you thought that you could lay low? Star Wars movie did like Han Solo. It seems Busta Rhymes took control of my soul. And yo, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Over tracks to relays, sipping on tap IPAs, gripping all the cash that we sways, chill, drink underground TJs, spitting over tracks to relays, sipping on tap IPAs, gripping all the cash that we sways, chill, drink underground TJs.
Ladies and gentlemen, THC in the house, Coast to Coast Hip Hop Music Podcast Show, KEWR, eWater Radio. So now, ladies and gentlemen, you guys don't know, we're gonna dig in a little bit deep here. Some of you don't know that Jason is a mixed martial artist with his hands and feet. And battle mode, not only with the rhymes, but he will take your head off in many several ways. With his hands and feet, he will hurt you. So don't step to him, because he will hurt you with the microphone and then beat you up. So I know you're I know you're an MMA fan, and didn't you do a song about an MMA fighter?
Yeah, I did. Anyone listening to this, I'm not going to beat you up, and please don't kill me for that. Right there are any thugs or gangs out there that now want to destroy me because their degree just said that I am immortal. I can die. Please don't kill me. I would never take your head off. I might just hold you tightly until you fall asleep. That being said, my favorite MMA fighter loves jiu-jitsu as much as me, probably more since he's better. His name is Nate Diaz. Him and his brother are the baddest, and they from the same part of California as me. So because of that, Nate accomplished something that was amazing, and what he said when he did after beating McGregor became the sample of our chorus. You guys should check it out. It's pretty dope. Nate, if you're listening to this, please listen to it.
That's dope.
Let's come to your spot and roll jizz.
It may need to be his theme song. All right, so it's called Nate Diaz. Let's rock with that one right now. Coast to Coast, THC. Let's go.
Nate Diaz, you just shook up the world. How's that feel? I'm not surprised to lose up for them.
That. I'm chilling on the track, chicken strictly boom bap. The season with the label, get paid for your ass. I tell them, slick, I've been there, I've done that. I've been kicked at and shot at, punched at and caught at. Interrogated by the cops, they ask me where the pot at. Knocked out and choked out, struck out and smoked out. The last one, way too many times, man, no doubt. I rock the mic.
What?
Posted on Instagram, got madly for life. Stomp 720s on the snow, but not a bike. Only heel flipped his asses on a mini half pipe. Never lost yet. When I battled on stage, looked down the barrel of a 12 gauge. I crashed way too many cars for my age. I'm rocking six figures up a minimum wage. Yet I'm still blazed, still unfazed. Heart still filled with rage. Still gets no radio play. Can we still hear? Still no filter, no fear. The hot children up in your motherfucking ear. Yeah.
You just shook up the world. How's that feel? I'm not surprised, dude, but I'm a
soul survivor. Spit to my lips, got no saliva.
don't try to tell me your fish life. And I don't care if it gets deeper than the ocean, I was born a diver. Don't let them tell you you're not intelligent. Don't let them tell you that you're not relevant. Hood kids don't get the same opportunity. To fuel the reaper, you and me, a new degree of unity. Yeah, it's like magic when I bless it. I can make your name disappear from the guest list. Abracadabra, now for my next trick, poof. I turned her girl's pizza into breakfast. Down with the bestest, me and a reckless. Tested, bigger than the double D breasted. Young and the restless, mad cause they sexless. And cold with the red hole where your chest is. Tough talk makes guns pop. So I let the money speak, not shots from a Glock. Steady with the verse and we better than you heard. Get a lot of cheese cause we make a cheddar with the words.
You just shook up the world. How's that feel?
And I'm not surprised. Shook up with them.
Great class by Coach Mack.
All right, Nate Diaz was the joint, THC in the house, coast to coast. Man, that's a banger too.
Thank you.
Where can people hear not only those songs, but all the rest of your catalog? Tell everybody where everybody can find the THC music all over the world.
You could, if you want to, you could come by my house and I can pull out my iPhone. And I could play you all. I have a lot of them on my iPhone. You can listen. Or, if you're not in the area, they're available on iTunes. If you type in the High Children, you will see a large selection. If you go to YouTube and type in the High Children, you will get the same result. Lots of songs. If you go to Spotify, please follow, because the more followers we have, the more money we get. And subscribe on YouTube. But also, you can go on to Amazon Music. Mr. Bezos has a whole music platform now that has the High Children as well.
Dope.
And also, if you like those, there's SoundCloud, you can hear it there. Pretty much it's the future, so all you have to do is just take your cellular device, type in the High Children, and there will be results.
Yep. There will be results, and good results at that.
And yo, just so y'all know, man, if any of that fails, which it will not, be sure to check your girlfriend's playlist.
Yep.
Your ex-girlfriend's playlist, your dream girl's playlist, the High Children will be on there because you know we always at the top of your girl's to-do list. Enough said.
That's right. That's right. All right. So let's keep digging into the catalog there. So there was a joint that you guys made, man. It's super dope. And this came about with our boy Robbie Rob. Shout to Robbie Rob in the house.
Robbie Rob!
I'm going to shout out Dirty Harry as well. Our boy Peter. Our boy Tootsie. The whole crew. THC in effect. So Get Money. So I love this song. And the video that you guys made is dope and fun with Nasty Ness in it. Nasty Ness was in the video.
Ness is in the video because she is... He's the boss that I had children. I think that all started, Jamal, correct me if I'm wrong, from the first gig where we were the performers for a fashion show. And that turned into us starting to do a lot of fashion shows, getting really tight with the fashion designers in Seattle. Trash by Tony, 2017-18 Fashion Designer of the Year really helped us out, started creating outfits for us, and then we started working closer with different runway models who loved our music. It made the start not only incorporating that into our shows, which we call hip hop fashion, but then also into the video as well. And I had a whole bunch of money that I thought would be better to just throw around in the air versus spend it on material items. So we did that a lot as well.
It made for a great visual, that's for sure.
Yeah, big up to Binary for financing that whole thing, man. Yeah, that was a lot of money, like a lot of models,
yeah,
and a lot of fun, man. But we really wanted to showcase the people that we've been working with, and especially Takesha Seward. She all up in there.
Yeah.
You gotta check it out, man.
It's a great
song. It's real to real.
Yeah, it is. Get Money. Let's get it.
Rap,
this is the one and only TJ Third Degree from the coast to
hip hop show. We're getting down with that get money sound. So make a dash for the cash and let's go.
Yo, do that. Hot children on the track, kick the truly boom bam. They say I'm with the label, get paid for your ass. I tell them F that, I've been there, I've done that. I roll the dice every day, pay the price every day. You gotta spend money to make money, that's what they say. Well, we spend money really good, we must be really hood. Because we keep it underground and it's understood. Still a bankroll stick from the hits. If the beat don't keep you tapping, that's a rideable jet. Too short to prove, make you wanna say bitch. Pitch the rap attack, DJ's on the mix. I dress in all black, yeah, green be my aura. Hot my girl with Louis bag while she shopping at Sephora. We rockin' every tour, we hitting every show. I'm up for six figures, yet I still need some more. Please, I gotta spend that money, who I three. I had to spend that money, brand new gear. We gotta spend that money, brand new gear. Money, come on.
NYC, gotta get that money. LA, gotta get that money. Shop down,
gotta get that money.
ATL,
gotta get that money.
West Coast,
gotta get that money.
East Coast,
gotta get that money.
Down south,
gotta get that money.
Around the world, we
gotta get that money.
Come on.
Watch your clothes. Tell me last time the love paid the rent. Cause love ain't around if the money ain't spent. Some steal for it, deal pills for it. Some sell the body, some kill for it. Everybody want it, most don't have it. It's like a big booty, everybody wanna grab it. Ain't no free chips, but we all need it. More than a pothead needs a good weed hit. Lost the material, bringing out the fear in you. Money in the pocket is the milk to your cereal. Make it at your 9 to 5, make it when you win the vibe. Make it any way you can, cause we need it to survive. Get props in the face of the ops. When the money's all gone, boyfriends get dropped. I never hurt that money. I did dirt just to make that money. The girls flirt when I make that money. So I gotta work just to make that money.
Come on. Cali, gotta get that money. Jersey,
gotta get that money.
Detroit,
gotta get that money.
Seattle,
gotta get that money.
West Coast,
gotta get that money.
Pakitas sa akin ang pera. Kailangan ko pesos, dollar bills, mga savings bonds, even your EBT money. But the logos, you gotta show me and get that money. Orale, kaitan! Show your favorite bottle some love. Amor is amor. Uy, sino ang favorito mong crazy Pinoy? Ha! That's me. Nastiness, dropping the high children. Pay me now. Stop there.
Hey, it's the Chief Rocker Busy B, and I'm your host from Coast to Coast Radio with my main man on the Wheels of Steel, Third Degree. It's the Chief Rocker Busy B. Smoke on, y'all. Smoke good.
Peace. All right, y'all. Back. We're back, Coast to Coast. We're still with the great group from Seattle, the fellas, the High Children, Binary, Mr. E. So you guys recently put out something brand new, and this is just a super spectacular song, just what you guys created here. It's called Hashtag Throwbacks. Guys, tell us about this song. What you guys did lyrically, that concept is so dope. Who came with that concept, that idea, and how that came about? That must have been a painstaking process. Tell everybody about that for Throwbacks.
Master Ace is my favorite rapper, greatest rapper of all time. If y'all don't know, you need to recognize.
I disagree with that.
I just wanted to say that.
Master Ace is the dopest rapper.
Great. Did I say Master Pete?
Third Degree.
Yo.
Did you see my Jedi mind trick right there?
Yes,
the
I did.
The way I've made it think. speaking of that, Jedi Mind Tricks is dope too.
They are. They are.
Yeah, but I think that the Jamal, I think Harris Martin might be the dopest rapper.
Hmm.
Ooh, man, that's debatable, bro.
It is debatable.
That's debatable.
It
man.
Is.
It's not a black or white situation.
It is not.
You know what I mean?
It's
that's
not.
Gray.
No, it is gray. It is.
If it was a black and white,
man, you could really make a case for KRS-One, and I don't think I could really come up with an argument that would circumvent that logic.
Rakim.
Yeah, there's a good case to be made for Rakim, too. But Rakim doesn't really have the body work that KRS-One and Mazda Ace got, so, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do
he kind of gets a little bit of a disqualification on that, too, I'm just saying.
I do hear you there on that one. All right, let's go.
Gusto, it's
about to have the whole hip hop conversation on your radio show.
I love it.
We could go on for hours.
We could. You know that's true. You know that's true.
Cool G Rap.
Cool G Rap is dope. Cool G Rap. Did you know that Cool G Rap was part of the Paid in Full posse?
Yep. Hell yeah.
He's on the back of that album cover. I didn't know that. Him and Freddie Fox.
Hey, man.
How about that?
No Cool G Rap, no Nods. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that. Melly Mel.
Melly Mel. Melly Mel had a great voice. So
Melly Mel, come on.
Slick Rick. Rick MC Ricky D. All right, see? You make a case for a lot of people. A lot of people. Chuck D.
But the way Throwbacks came about is this.
Uh-oh.
DJ Third Degree sends me beats every day, and by sends me beats I mean I think about 14 to 18 every day.
And Pima, this was like when we first kind of met, and I kept all I wanted Jason to do is I wanted him to hear my music that I was producing, and mind you, like, this was when I had started producing, so some of it wasn't really that good, so go ahead. Okay.
And I say the same thing every time. I say, hey, man, can you do a mix of the High Children songs? Like, mix, do a dope mix of the High Children songs? And he'll be like, yeah, man, of course. I'm a DJ, right? And then he'll send me more beats. And I'm like,
never sent the mix.
And then,
just more
and
beats.
And then he sent this one. And then he sent this one that was like, and I was like, ooh, that sounds old school. And he was like, and it totally reminded me of the like just radio in the 80s, you know, Africa or like my house, you know, our house, you know, that old school 80s stuff. And I was like, I think I'm going to have to call Third Degree. And he was just like, oh, I know what he's going to say. Yo, are you ever going to do that mix? And I was just like, I got something for that right now. And for some reason in my head, I just started thinking of all the old school little pieces, which I bit, by the way, from Jamal, because he wrote that. He wrote old school, this old school thing called Bring It Back way back in the day. But the chorus in my mind was like, fresh dressed like a million bucks. You guys know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Pop in my mixtape.
Lottie Dottie, man.
Yep. All my homegirls and all my homeboys just pump up the jams and make some noise. Give me the 12 bass and the doom, 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 doom. It was on.
Yeah.
I showed it to Jamal, and Jamal was like, no problem. And Jamal's got like this thing where, like, if he likes something, he will write all the lyrics to the whole thing, knock it out in like a day.
Yeah.
So that's how Throwbacks came. We sent it back over to Third Degree, and he was like,
I went ballistic. Yo, man, people, when I first heard it, it was incredible. I was like, I called above. I was like, you guys are out of your minds. How did you guys come up with this? Folks, this is the hottest thing. This song is current and it's old school all at the same time. The lyrics are dope. The vibe is dope. It makes you dance. It makes you nod your head. It's hip-hop. THC, fellas, my friends, man, thank you for being on my show. Let's talk about what we have coming up. 2019 kind of just started. What do people have to look forward to from the camp this year? Tell everybody what they can have coming.
Basically this.
Number one champions.
Number one champions. But me and Jamal have been talking about this. Our whole goal in the High Children, we're going to talk to Ness about it, see if he agrees, is to make the dopest, newest hip-hop sound so we become so famous that we can then write a battle rap against Eminem so then we can hear the greatest Eminem comeback and he'll destroy us. Because we have learned that if you're nobody and you write a battle rap against Eminem, he will give you the greatest thing ever. If we're famous and we do it, oh my God, we're going to hear the best song ever. So, damn, we can't wait. Please destroy us.
That is a plan right there.
That's a plan. 2019, man. We in there.
I love it. Fellas, man, you guys, you want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
Shout out to Big Ness, Nasty Ness. Don't forget to check out the Rap Attack Lives podcast on YouTube. Every week we got a new episode. It's going down.
Yes. That's the special thing that Mr. E is doing. That's dope, man. Y'all got to check that out on rapattacklives.com. That's the podcast with Mr. E and Nasty Ness. Binary, anything to say before we go?
Shout out to all the Rap Attack DJs that have supported the Heights Children. We love you so much. Thank you for always spending our stuff. Shout out to Takesha. Shout out to Nasty Ness, man, for putting us on and believing in us. Shout out to Dirty Harry. Thanks for fighting the fight. Third Degree. Shout out to Robbie Rob, our super producer who changed everything for us. And shout out to Peter Marotti, does all of our artwork, runs a ton of our events. And Tootsie Toots, man, for bringing us on. Shalomat.
It's dope.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
Yep. Fellas, man, it's an honor to be part of the crew. Man, lots of big things coming, folks. Y'all got to stay tuned. The High Children, go check out the videos. Go check out the music. Get it in your life. We're playing throwbacks. We'll see y'all next week.
Up in my mixtape, up in the boombox. To all my homegirls and all my homeboys, let's bust, bust the bands and make some noise. Give me the throwback, so I can go back. We need those throwbacks, so we can go back.
Cause it's all a dream. I used to read What Up magazine. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, hit me, throw back like a frisbee. And everybody in the club get tipsy. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. I was with a bartender, but now I'm in love with a stripper. In the place to be, saying Biggie, 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 can't you see? Wow, 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 you be yo, you be gay. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Stay sure, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Mama said knock you wild. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay. Hey, I gotta say it was a good day.
Fresh dress like a million bucks. Pop in my mixtape, pop in the boombox. To all my homegirls and all my homeboys, let's bust, bust the bands and make some noise. Give me the throwback, so I can go back. We need those throwbacks, so we can go back. Back in the day,
Michael Jackson was the king. Prince George Michael, Madonna was the queen. Fat gold chain, starter jacket, 12-inch stubs in your ride, causing racket. Dance floor, hammer pants, running man, Roger Rabbit, moonwalk to Humpty Dance. Jet ski fans, Air Jordans, Run DMC, mixtape, skateboarding.
Stop! Hammer time, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Hammer the whip, yeah, you know me. Saying whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. This is how we do it. Throw the whistle, you can do it, put your back into it, lean back. I'll make it rain on them hoes, from the window to the wall.
Fresh dress like a million bucks. Pop in my mixtape, pop in the boombox. To all my homegirls and all my homeboys, let's pump up the bands and make some noise. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Pop in my mixtape, pop in the boombox. To all my homegirls and all my homeboys, let's pump up the bands and make some noise. Give me the throwback, so I can go. Oh,
hip hop mix show.
I'd like to know, are you really ready for some super dynamite soul?
What up, what up? This is R-Dash, aka Shammy D, and you are checking out my man DJ Third Degree on the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show. Don't sleep, because you know he's always playing those banging joints.
Yo, yo, this is your boy, Yarms Jones, representing the LAC. You in the mix with my man, DJ Third Degree.